Okay, this comes from Brian. Shunya, when you speak of time accelerating, is it our perception of time that is accelerating? I know many others that have noticed this phenomenon as well. And when is the big day, would you think?
There's the big question.
Yeah, time is accelerating, but remember, time doesn't really exist. It's an illusion. But what is accelerating is the amount of action, the number of events, the changes per minute that are happening in the world, the unexpected, the unprecedented, the unimaginable, the novelty that suddenly breaks through the habitual and shifts and makes us groundless and living in a suddenly unknown and surrealistic world and keeps us completely off balance. So the effects of time are ultimately effects of the unfoldment of our own consciousness projected outward and then returned as a boomerang back from the field. And all of that information, if we can process it, if we can contain it, if we can grok it and turn the chaos of what time is presenting us with the cosmic order that is its inherent background state and the form in which it is trying to return to coherency, we can bring that that soothing effect of peace into the effect of the agony of change and chaos and destruction and bring about a realization that indeed nothing is happening. There's death and there's birth. But all of it is within a timeless mode of being that is formless and deathless. And so the time and the timeless are in a dance together. So we shouldn't just be focused on time, especially not Chronos time. That's what's accelerating. What we have to now accelerate is Kairos time, is to get as deeply into the core of the qualitative aspect, not the quantity that time presents at the surface level, but the qualitative aspect of love, divine love, which is at the root of the reason for the creation in the first place and the reason for the destruction. All are determined by the intention of divine love. And once we are in accord with the perfection of that, then we are free from time. It has no effect on us. Okay? So I hope that this use of time today was useful for you and that it made sense and that it might be helpful to you in returning your consciousness to the absolute center of being in order to regain that power of the revelation of the mind of God, the will of God, and the capacity of creation and sustenance that the divine consciousness gives us, and at the same time, the willingness to let go and withdraw into the unmanifest and be free of time and let the suffering world come to a merciful end. And a new world of joy and beauty and goodness to begin. And so that we are in that moment of the arche, and we must become archons, the rulers rather than the subjects of this moment that can command that manifestation, which can only happen from the unmanifest core of being. And that is our destiny, our origin and destiny, and our birthright and our nature. So we will either return having been passively brought back there through the death of the body and the world, or we will go there voluntarily and with full consciousness to be able to use that potentiality to actualize a new cycle of creation. May we all experience and impurience the latent potentials of our consciousness and and be able to express the wealth of that potentiality in a very prudent expenditure of life energy that maximizes the opportunities for the dissemination of truth and of beauty and of love and of healing for every node of consciousness in the cosmos. Namaste.